What would you have learnt from today?
That we're getting there, slowly as a team, fitness-wise. Certainly a better organisation out there today, in terms of keeping a clean sheet. So lots of positives in terms of the game. I think over the 90 minutes probably created the better chances, certainly in the first half. But yeah, generally a really good workout, and I feel as if the boys are buying into what we're asking them to do on the training ground. Harder to play against. Really pleased in terms of the workout today.
Bobby Weir in the centre of midfield, there were some fantastic passes in the first half from the new skipper.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he brings to the team, along with Liam. And you know, he's a comfortable footballer, played in League One, and you know, that's the reason why we identified him to come to this football club. So he had a good game today, along with quite a lot of them today, you know. And we've got good competition at places, you know, got Sammy Moore and Nigel Atangana chomping at a bit as well to get on the pitch, and you know, it came on and carried the good work on in midfield. What's pleasing, we're building a squad, there's good competition places, there's players in there who are not particularly happy today because they want to play more minutes, which is a good, you know, it's a good sign because they're hungry to do well and hungry to play. And the closer we get to Cheltenham, I'm sure there's going to be a few more disappointed people because I've got to pick the right team that goes to Cheltenham on August the 6th. But that's what I want, because we need competition for places, and that's certainly got. I mean, even with the five strikers we've got at the club, I had all five involved today, but unfortunately could only get four of them on the pitch, and unfortunately Armand couldn't get on there. And that's the luxury we've got in terms of forwards.
Could that be a problem?
Yes, of course. Probably can't carry five, so at some stage we might have to look at that, because you can't keep all of these players happy. So, and they're going to want to play. So that's something we probably will have to address in the coming weeks. At the moment, it's nice to have that amount of strikers around. My concern is our defenders. We lost Nicky Hunt yesterday in training with an ankle problem. Had a scan, no break, bruised ligaments. Very doubtful for Cheltenham. So numbers-wise, defensively, we've only got four real defenders at the moment. That's why we had the lad Reece Browning for the last week or so, and played in a couple of games. So that's something we've got to address with the chairman.
You're talking about competition. There was competition for the captain's armband, wasn't there? Why did you choose Robbie Weir?
Just because, he's been there. He's played at a higher level. He's an organiser. People I've spoken to, and Andy Edwards has spoken to when he worked at Burton, David Oldfield there, and I spoke to Jimmy Floyd, Hasselbank, about him. It was all good reports, but until I got him into the building and onto the pitch, you then realise what he can bring in terms of a captain, and that's an organisation, talking, demanding it from himself and from his teammates. There's a few candidates, but he was the one we decided to go with.
What about the fitness of Dean Cox and Paul McCullum now?
Yeah, I think they're still behind, they know that. Dino obviously be a bit frustrated today, he didn't start the game, but we're trying to manage that situation, and what he'll say is that he needs to play more minutes to get fit, but you've got to realise they've been out for a long, long time, and it does take a bit of time in terms of their injuries. They weren't small injuries, they were big injuries that the pair of them had, so they're a bit off at the moment. They know that, we've got to keep working hard with them, and hopefully in the next few weeks they can get their fitness levels right up to be where they should be.
You've got Dagenham and of course Gillingham. How will you be approaching those teams? When you get to the Gillingham game, will you get will the fans sort of start to see the team that's probably going to play at Wadham Road?
Yeah, pretty much. We hide behind that, and we've got to come at some stage. We've got to go, the team we're thinking at Cheltenham. We'll probably mix it around a little bit again on Tuesday, because if you notice today, there's lots of players probably played 60 minutes, some played a little bit longer. We'll just turn that around, so the ones that didn't play so much today will play more on Tuesday, because they're all competing for places come August the 6th. But come Gillingham game, we'll pretty much know where we should be in terms of the Cheltenham game.
You mentioned Nicky Hunt. Aaron Pollock, news on his injury?
Again, he's a couple of weeks. He's got tendonitis, and we've got to really be careful in terms of that situation. He had a little bit of it last year. So he's only a young lad, and still he's still growing. You know, he's still getting growing pains. So we're monitoring that. But again, he'd be doubtful to be involved come Cheltenham because of the fitness stuff that he's missed out over the last 3 weeks.
Any other injuries?
Not as far as I know. I think the French boy who had a slight problem early on with his ankle, but he's got through that. He fitted well into the game very well today. He's finding his feet a little bit more now, and he's getting fitter. It's not easy for someone who doesn't talk the language that well, but I thought he did excellent today.